Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sandra. May I have your zip code?
29680.
29680.
Correct.
Thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name?
Robert Crombie.
Okay. I don't see an order in your name. Have you placed an order for something?
No, but I show a payment on my financial report or on my that says I paid $7.95 on April the 14th. Called
okay.
Purchase Extreme Electro or something like that.
Okay. This is a call center. We have to find that order in your name. That's the only way I can assist you with it. Now, will you spell your last name for me?
C-R-O-M-B-I-E.
Okay. And your first name again?
Robert.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, I do see your name, Robert Crombie, here, but would you verify your address, your shipping
number
address?
Four, number 4, Teakwood Cove, Simpsonville, South Carolina.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, I do see an order here for you in your name. Let's see here. This order was for the Fuel Saver. This is a promotion that you were trying to enter into, but this account is closed. It was closed today. Did you just speak with someone?
Well, apparently I did under a whole totally different name and totally different phone number. That's interesting.
Okay. Well, this is a call center. We do answer the phone for over 100 companies, so they have various numbers that are routed into this call center. But this account is already closed. Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling customer support.
All right.